I can't stand the sound of my own voice. I can't stand the sound of my own voice coming out at me from another medium. I can't stand it. The accent and intonation of my voice in my head is very different from what comes back to me, reflected off tape, and hearing that echo come back, I hate it.
Because that's a tricky relationship, isn't it? Everything is a dual sort of process.
And although it wasn't apparent to me until I listened to him on tape or on radio, language comes in place of the absence of something else and your ability to talk about things when they're not there. The acquisition of language is always something that's going to involve another person, so it's always intersubjective or always involves relations between others. So when I listened to him, just talking to him in conversation, he sounded Australian to me. But when I heard him back off another medium, then he sounded Viennese. First 6 months of sound, voice and life. Yeah, there's a woman called Julia Kristeva. Her work's quite interesting because she tries to argue that that first 6 months is vitally important for the rest of kind of language acquisition.
You don't remember learning to speak, do you?
What's going on in that time is a whole lot of construction of the material support of language. The timbre, the rhythm, the flows. Lots of patterns, rhythms, you know, expansions, contractions of consonants, vowels, whatever. It's a very pleasurable kind of stage in terms of, you know, language or sound construction and movement. Whole sort of bed of, you know, words, but whole bed of sound is really important for providing a kind of the material that gets taken up by language and language structures. And without all those kind of excesses and flaws and material of language itself, language couldn't function really. And her argument is that those structures of opposition begin to overlay and take over from those kind of excessive flows of early language or early sound. It just makes me totally freak out and feel totally schizophrenic and not know what culture I'm from and displaced.
Well, two languages, you see. Everything is a dual sort of process.
A whole history and a whole culture of distinctions between subject, object, masculine, feminine, good, bad, light, darkness, reason, passion, etc. I can't stand the sound of my own voice coming out at me from another medium. I can't stand it. The accent and intonation of my voice in my head is very different from what comes back to me, reflected off tape. The voice that's inside my head is this voice with a Viennese accent. And I think that's because my father had a very strong Viennese accent. So when I listened to him, just talking to him in conversation, he sounded Australian to me. But when I heard him back off another medium, then he sounded Viennese. And so I've got this strange imprint of a taped voice inside my head that sounds sort of from another nationality. And when I listen to myself off tape, I suddenly hear this real Australian sound, which is not familiar to me at all, and I can't understand why it's coming out, and it's very nasal and it's very broad, and it just makes me totally freak out and feel totally schizophrenic and not know what culture I'm from and displaced.
I suppose people can disguise their voices, can't they?
I think what I want is some severance that stops me from having any identification or relationship to this thing that then comes out of, you know, off a tape or out of a speaker or whatever. And that some kind of treatment, some kind of affecting of the voice is an acknowledgement that, yes, this is not me anymore, this is
this embodiment.